Espresso English Podcast, Episode 6, An Easy Way to Form Almost Any Question in English. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. A lot of English students have a hard time forming questions. It can be confusing knowing the correct word order and the right auxiliary verb to use, but in today's lesson, I'm going to teach you a simple formula that works for asking questions in almost all the verb tenses. This formula I like to call QASM. It stands for question word, auxiliary verb, subject, and main verb. So let's see how it works in practice. We'll start with questions in the simple present. Here's a very basic one. Where do you work? Where is the question word? Do is the auxiliary verb. You is the subject. And work is the main verb, so it follows the pattern. Here are three more simple present questions, and they all follow the QASM pattern. What does Martha think about the project? In this sentence, the auxiliary verb is does instead of do, because the subject is Martha. What does Martha think about the project? Now you must remember, when asking a question in the simple present, always include do or does. It's a common error in English to leave it out. For example, don't say, what Martha think about the project. We need to say, what does Martha think? Here are two more examples in the simple present. How do you like your new apartment? How many kids does Bob have? Now this QASM formula, question word, auxiliary verb, subject, main verb, works in all the verb tenses, so let's move to the simple past. In the simple past, the auxiliary verb is did instead of do or does. For example, how did they learn English so fast? When did you get home from work yesterday? What did the manager think about your idea? Where did you buy that t-shirt? What about forming questions in the continuous tenses? The pattern still holds. In the present continuous, the auxiliary verb is are or is. Let's look at an example. What are you doing? The question word is what. The auxiliary verb is are. The subject is you, and the main verb is doing. What are you doing? Here are some more examples. Why is he ignoring me? What time are we meeting up for dinner? Who is she dating now? In the past continuous, the auxiliary verbs are was and were. For example, who were you talking to on the phone? What was Jim doing when you called? Why were the children eating candy before dinner? How was he feeling after the surgery? We can also use this formula to ask questions in the present perfect. In the present perfect, our auxiliary verbs are have and has. For example, how much money have you spent on clothes this month? How long has your teacher worked at this school? What have they been doing all day? How long has the client been waiting for their order? The QASM formula can also be used for future questions with the auxiliary verb of will. For example, who will you invite to the party? What will your parents think about your plan? We can also use going to talk about the future. And in this case, the question is formed similarly to the present continuous questions. For example, when are you going to clean your room? Why is she going to quit her job? And finally, we can use the quasi question formula with modal questions. Those are questions where the auxiliary verb is could, should, or would. For example, what would you do if you had $1 million? The question word is what. The auxiliary verb is would. The subject is you. And the main verb is do. Here are two more examples. How could we improve our English? Where should I go on my next vacation? Now, there are a couple of exceptions to this pattern. Yes or no questions do not use a question word, but they still follow the ASM pattern, auxiliary verb, subject, main verb. For example, do you like bananas? Do is the auxiliary verb, you is the subject, and like is the main verb. Here are some more examples. Simple past. Did you enjoy the movie? Present continuous. Are you studying English? Past continuous. Were you sleeping when I called you last night? Present perfect. Have you finished your homework? Simple future. Will you call me when you get home? Future with going to. Are you going to accept the job offer? Modal verbs. Should we take the early morning flight? Another exception involves questions where the main verb is be. These also do not follow the pattern. For example, are you thirsty? Is she a teacher? Were your parents angry when you failed the test? Was her ex-boyfriend a basketball player? Although they don't follow the pattern, the important thing to remember is that when asking a question, the form of the verb to be goes before the subject. We say, are you thirsty? And not, you are thirsty? Three more exceptions to the rule are reported questions, indirect questions, and subject questions. We covered indirect questions in episode 1, so you can go back and listen to it to learn about the structure for indirect questions. And I'll cover reported questions and subject questions in a future podcast. So remember, if you want to ask a question in any of the basic verb tenses, use quasi, question word, auxiliary verb, subject, main verb. Use this formula and you'll be able to form your questions perfectly. And make sure to check out espressoenglish.net, where you'll find ebooks and courses that will help you improve your English even faster. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next episode. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.